Yeah, and Father Ben, you know, the reality is that when we think about abortion and the wounds of abortion, we think of the mother, we think of the father. But the reality is when we talk about this, those wounds ripple out in ways sometimes we can't imagine.
Right. Actually, right now, Rachel's been in ministries and Priests for Life this year are doing what they call shock waves of abortion. And they're talking about this ripple effect and how much woundedness there is in our society. Most of us acknowledge, okay, the mother. Fewer people actually recognize that the father also is wounded, because he, the primary thing in a man's psychology is to protect his family, to protect his loved ones. And not having done that, whether it was through his own choice or because he felt powerless to do anything, the father is wounded. But then you have the grandparents of the unborn child that was aborted. Sometimes a girl is taken to abortion clinic by her father or her mother. Sometimes she is forced to have an abortion by her parents. They're the grandparents of an aborted child. Sometimes they don't even know about it. I was thinking about this earlier today. There may be people out there who say one of their daughters was pregnant outside of wedlock and had the baby, but they didn't treat her very well. She felt rejected. Maybe one of her younger sisters gets pregnant outside of wedlock, and rather than going through that, goes and has an abortion. Her parents don't even know that she had an abortion. Maybe they never know. Maybe they find out years later. They participated indirectly because of the way they'd treated her older sister. You know, people, if we have siblings that had an abortion, we're affected by that. We should have a niece or a nephew. That's not there. Sometimes a sibling pushed somebody into having abortion or pressured them or thought they were helping by going with them. There are many, many people affected. Sometimes it's a friend, a roommate in college, somebody who said, oh, it's not your business. Let her do whatever she wants. You know, tells the guy, it's her body. Let her do whatever he wants. That person's affected. So the number of people who are directly affected by abortion in our country is astronomical. But the number who are indirectly affected by being a grandparent or a sibling or a friend of somebody who had an abortion, it's almost all of us.